With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. A young person in Windsor, Essex is diagnosed with meningitis. The local health unit has put out an alert for people who may have been exposed. There are two possible locations from Wednesday, April 10th, the Sandwich Teen Action Center and the Taldo Center at the University of Windsor. The specific times are now up at WindsorNewsToday.ca. Windsor police have arrested three people in connection with the death of a woman almost 2 years ago to the day. Officers responded to a call about an unresponsive person on Meadowbrook Lane on April 19, 2022. The 29-year-old was pronounced dead at the scene. Her parents and a personal support worker are charged with manslaughter and failure to provide the necessities of life. Police have also announced the arrest of a 45-year-old man in a series of drugstore thefts. 13 cases were reported in Windsor between April 2nd and 14th. In one incident, the suspect became aggressive when staff tried to confront him. At least $1,000 was taken in every occurrence, according to police. The man was arrested Tuesday on Huron Church Road between Totten and Malden. A fire Wednesday night in Windsor has been declared an accident. Firefighters responded to Allison Avenue. No one was hurt, but three people were displaced. The fire started in the basement and caused $200,000 in damage. A fire on Monday on Benjamin Avenue is still under investigation. That one displaced two people and caused $200,000 in damage as well. The University of Windsor is now part of a national network to find solutions to water issues in Canada. Aaron Fisk with the Great Lakes Institute for Environmental Research says they use a number of tool monitoring data in the Great Lakes.
They sit there and collect data. Some of it's real time, so there's a buoy and it connects cellularly, and we can go in at any time and look at waves or, you know, algae populations.
The partnership received over $15 million to operate through 2029. Windsor and Tecumseh are getting some gas tax revenue back. Queen's Park has provided a total of $4.6 million for Transit Windsor and Tecumseh Transit. The money can be used to upgrade buses, add routes, expand service, or improve accessibility for those who ride. The party will continue in Windsor next Saturday night as the final day of the NFL draft in Detroit takes place. A free block party will be held on Olette Avenue between Park and University. DWBIA Chair Chris McLeod says it's Windsor's turn to show off.
This is such a great opportunity for our downtown. We have such great partners across the river in Detroit. And this event that they're putting on and our ability to be able to, you know, share in some of that excitement is just incredible.
The block party will be from 6 to 11 p.m. following a free draft watch party at City Hall. In sports, the Tigers lost 9-7 to the Rangers Thursday afternoon at Comerica Park. The Blue Jays had the day off. Thursday night in women's pro hockey, Toronto was in Boston. The NHL has officially approved the move of the Arizona Coyotes to Utah for next season. They'll play at the Delta Center in Salt Lake City, the home of the NBA's Utah Jazz. In golf, JT Poston leads after the first round of the RBC Heritage Open in South Carolina at 8 under par. Thursday night's weather, showers possible late, maybe a thunder shower, down to 10. Rain ending Friday, then partly sunny, windy, and 15. Some clouds Friday night, windy, and plus 5. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.